Welcome back to Here and Now in Tampa at the GOP nominating convention, where a failed presidential candidate has been very much in the spotlight.
This is wonderful. It's wonderful to be among friends with my family, and for a good reason, to promote the cause of liberty in a revolutionary spirit. Thank you very much for being here.
Ron Paul, who rallied libertarians, enemies of the Federal Reserve, anti-war activists, and others, often dominated the primary debates.
There's a big fight going on, and we're involved in it, but everybody else, a bunch of them, are joining us and saying you've gone too far. The Ron Paul people were right about overstepping their bounds.
In a rally yesterday afternoon, he was greeted by supporters chanting President Paul.
A few weeks ago, the House passed a vote on auditing the Fed. And 4 years ago, audit the Fed was like this fringe conservatism. Now it's mainstream conservatism. I think that's a huge change. That's all Ron Paul.
4 years ago, very few people knew who Ron Paul was and what the message of liberty was about. Now, that has grown exponentially, and over the next 4 years, it's going to grow even more.
This time in 2016, you're going to see a completely different Republican Party.
Hello, you all. Welcome to Paul Fest.
Friday was actually the beginning of a three-day celebration of all things Ron Paul.
The Ron Paul Revolution, if you want to call it that, the movement, the Tea Party that he started, all the stuff that has been inspired by him, the changes in my life that have happened because of him, that's historical.
I like to think about Ron Paul as the red pull from the Matrix, right? He's, you know, that moment where you're like, oh my God, this is how the world works.
I have the revolution tattoo on my left arm. I'd wanted a tattoo for years, but there was never anything I was passionate about until Ron Paul. So the revolution tattoo was perfect.
And I'll guarantee you one thing. We are not going to vote for anyone but Ron Paul. Ron Paul's an easy name to spell, and they can say whatever they want, but we're writing in Ron Paul or we're voting for him one way or another.
So, what will pro-Paul delegates do? Carl Bunce is one of them. He also chaired Ron Paul's campaign and joins us at the Tampa Convention Center. Carl, welcome to you.
Thank you for having me.
So you're sitting there smiling while you're listening to those sounds from the weekend?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like failure to me.
I said failed presidential candidate, but as we heard, people think there is maybe 4 years. But let's remind our listeners, even before tonight's festivities were canceled because of the storm, the RNC had changed the schedule. They'd moved the pro forma nomination of Mitt Romney to tonight and away from Romney's acceptance speech later in the week. And one of the reasons given was fear that, you know, people like you, Ron Paul supporters, would disrupt the roll call. Now, you yourself are bound by party rules to vote for Romney or to, as a delegate, vote for Romney because we understand you're also a Republican Party chair?
I'm vice chairman of the Clark County Republican Party in Nevada.
In Nevada, okay. But what about other delegates? When the nominating happens, what are they going to do?
Well, the nomination and the election or casting the ballot are two separate, distinct entities.
So talk about nominating first.
Nomination is simply by rule, I believe, 37B. A candidate needs a plurality of five states in order to nominate their delegate. Now, these rules are obviously being changed by some of the things that happened in the Rules Committee this last week. But if a particular candidate had a plurality of five states, they would be in nomination. Their name would be on the ballot for the presidential nomination of the Republican Party. And delegates like myself are wanting to obviously nominate Congressman Paul to get his name on the ballot, give him a speaking position, allow his and our views to be heard within the Republican Party because we are the only growing part of the Republican Party.
Well, and Politico is reporting that Ron Paul supporters like you have made claims to Louisiana, Oregon, Massachusetts, Oklahoma, Maine. They say that they can get that, as you said, that those votes in those states. Romney lawyers blocked that from happening in any official way. So really, I mean, is there a sense you can do anything in the nominating process?
All you can do is try. Why give up? Obviously, in Nevada, Minnesota, and Iowa, we have majorities of delegates there. Just because it might not end in a nomination doesn't mean we can't put his name forward from our state. And then, you know, we've done our due diligence to the supporters of Congressman Paul from our state.
Well, and some say that you've gotten a little bit of punishment for that by the party. I mean, are you up in the nosebleed seats, a lot of you?
Yeah, my guest, I've just looked at his pass here, and he's up in the nosebleed.
Yes.
And it's kind of ridiculous. We are the growing portion of the Republican Party. Nobody's rushing to say I'm a Mitt Romney Republican. You go around Tampa this week, you'll see a lot of Ron Paul Republicans. And it's really why we're constantly being pushed to the side, swept under the carpet type of deal.
Well, some would say that you also got a lot of planks on the platform. An audit of the Federal Reserve, which I heard a Ron Paul supporter say that was insane, that thought years ago, and now it's in the platform. But just let me run this by you. Daniel Ruth, op-ed columnist in the Tampa Bay Times, wrote a pretty scathing piece, brace yourself. He calls Ron Paul doddering, the Yosemite Sam of the flat tax. He calls followers like you the Ron Paul Tea Party crazy as a loon right wing. Mm-hmm. Ouch. But he also points out that Ross Perot got almost 20% of the vote at George H.W.'s expense, helping Clinton win. Ralph Nader got enough support in Florida to make Al Gore the loser. And he talked to Paul delegates at all these events you had this weekend. They all said they're voting for Libertarian and former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson. Mm. And we're now talking about voting, not the nominating process. He's on, he's running in November. Is that the plan, to vote for Gary Johnson?
Well, the thing about, supporters of Liberty is there's no plan. They're all individual spirits. They all have their own mindset of where they want to be. Obviously, the RNC Romney campaign wants us to, anybody but Obama type of thing. Gary Johnson's an option for those type of people. Not so much myself, obviously, but it becomes their free will, free spirit. They can choose to vote for whom they like. They're not going to be forced into the Republican box when the Republican box is trying to kick them out. So it's ridiculous. Here's your nosebleed sections, here's your seats in the back of the row, but vote for Mitt Romney. Thank you.
But do you really feel that you have the sway to keep this fight up? 177 delegates, we don't only have 50 seconds left here, but 177 delegates to Mitt Romney's 1,000 and hundreds.
No, it's not completely about the presidential nomination. This is a national convention for the Republican Party. We are a portion of the Republican Party. As you said, in the platform, we had some planks put in there. Very gracious about those planks. Again, I can't wait to get them certified through the votes. But we're trying to grow and reshape and redefine the Republican Party over the coming years, and I believe we will be successful. We've grown exponentially in the past four, and it will continue.
Carl Bunce, a delegate to the Republican National Convention, big Ron Paul supporter. Carl, have fun this week.
Thank you.
That's what it's all about. Back in 1 minute, here and now.